Mankind was born on Earth. It was never meant to die here.
You're the best pilot we ever had, and this is the mission we were trained for.
We have a plan to find a planet that can habitate the people that are living on the Earth.
You have no idea when you're coming back.
I'm coming back.
Every hour on that planet will be 7 years back on Earth.
Oh, you're not prepared for this. Our mission does not work if the people on Earth are dead by the time we pull it off.
You might have to decide between seeing your children again and the future of the human race.
All right, Ricky!
Hang on!
We'll find a way. We always have.
Interstellar. In theaters and IMAX November 7th.
Now, live from somewhere in Ireland, Buzzard Info presents
The JL Show.
Starring Kian, Dean, Owen, Jimmy, Luke, Michael, and Shane. And now, please welcome Jimmy and Luke.
Welcome to an episode 139, because it seems we're still going to 139. I do. Lucien is not here today because Lucien has Ebola, so it will just be me as your host.
Episode 141 of the Jimmy and Luke Show. I'm Luke, and I'm joined today by Han Owen Yogan. Oh my god, it's so loud in this room today. What a nightmare. It was so quiet in here 5 minutes ago, and now people are shouting. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. But anyway, we have lots of exciting topics to talk about today, including the things that I've put on a list. And usually when I put topics on a list, we usually have a really boring episode. I'm trying to be professional here, guys. So there was some sad news this morning, some very sad news. Misty Upham, she's an actress. She was in August Osage County playing the maid. Cook. What would you call her? She was a cook, I guess. She was like a maid in that film. And she had, like, her name was on the poster and stuff. She was in it a lot. And she was also in Django Unchained, and she was also in the film Frozen River with Melissa Leo, and she... Sashay means, like, she's, like, giving out.
So why is she always angry?
Yeah, Sashay means angry. I don't know, I didn't get that one.
Anyway, so Missy Upham, she was missing yesterday, and reports are now they found her body, and I believe that she is considered that they believe she killed herself. So that's very, very sad, and too short a career. Very promising young actress who's of Native American descent, and a lot of great roles out there. So, oh well. It's very, very sad. In other news today, Robert Redford is in talks for the Pete's Dragon remake. Yes, Pete's Dragon remake is coming together real soon. Pete's Dragon is one of my favorite 70s Disney musicals. Brilliant film. And
I don't understand a word of it.
What?
Why does it look like
Robert
Redford? I said something about how Luke has a stressful job.
He looks after kids.
Yeah, I guess. He has, like, a stressful job, and he doesn't like being bored when he comes home.
You say, John,
I did a terrible fucking job with this. Pete's Dragon, great film. It's got Mickey Rooney in there. You've got, what's her name? Helen. I can't remember her name. Helen Reddy. And you've got Shelley Winters. And it is just a ton of fun. I really recommend you check out Pete's Dragon. But they're remaking it. And who's remaking it? David Lowery is remaking it. David Lowery, the director of the film Ain't Dead Body Saints. I've met David Lowery in person. Very nice man.
and he is making this film, and who's he got in it now? He's got Robert Redford!
And it would appear that Robert Redford is playing a sort of
And even better news for me today, last night I figured out how to get American Netflix on my tablet. So now I can watch Parks and Recreation.
Yes!
And I can also watch... We'll see how they do the show now. How I Met Your Mother.
Yes! Those are two of the best shows of the decade, but Parks and Recreation is probably better, but... I don't know. I love them both equally.
What is Luke's attitude towards jobs?
How I Met Your Mother is just so long. Like, it's 9 seasons, and, like, 4 of them are really kind of mediocre, so... Whereas Parks is... How many seasons have there been? 5 or 6? 6, I think. The 7th is coming on in January, but...
Le Monde, what does this mean?
Parks and Rec is fantastic.
Le Monde,
is Lost on Netflix USA?
What?
Lost. Is that on Netflix?
I don't know. I haven't checked.
Well, you should check, because Lost is great. But they announced the other day that Friends is coming to Netflix from New Year's Day.
Onto American Netflix, or...?
Yeah. It might be on our Netflix, too. Probably not, but it's on American Netflix. All 10 seasons of Friends. So if you like Friends, and who doesn't like Friends? They're my best friends. Then watch Friends. Because it's like as if those fucking 24-hour, 7 days a week... Comedy Central reruns weren't enough for you. Like, it's literally any minute of the day if you want to watch Friends and you have a television set.
What is it? I remember there's like 2 channels that are always showing Friends.
Yeah, Comedy Central, Comedy Central Plus One.
No, just besides Comedy Central, like E4.
Oh, no, no, the E4 used to show it. Now they sold it to Comedy Central like 3 years ago. So Comedy Central show it now.
How many television companies can hold the rights?
Well, in Britain, like, one.
That's kind of shit.
So E4... So Channel 4 showed it when it was originally on back in the 90s, right? And then when it ended, E4 started showing reruns every day. And they did that for, like, 8 years. And then they decided they were sick of doing that and they wanted to show some other shows. So they sold the rights to show Friends reruns to Comedy Central. So now Comedy Central show the Friends reruns.
I kind of concentrated this as well, so yeah. I apologize. What is Luke's attitude towards what does this mean? Depende de Terlo.
Well, I mean, this connects us nicely because...
What does Tasha's mean again?
Tasha.
We had it the last day. I don't know how I fucking did.
Tasks. Or tasks.
And then Menage is housework, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. The house tasks. Luke looks like a creepy dude. Look at his picture. Look at him. He looks like a pervert.
He looks like Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, he does.
Why is husband...
She looks like Blake Lively.
Yeah, I tried to use like a really simple English because I bet I'd already write. Why husband do
Yeah,
more?
So did I, yeah. I wrote, explain why her husband. That's all I wrote. What's Luke's attitude? 2 jobs she do.
Okay, what did you write for the second one? Find two house jobs.
I wrote, elle s'occupe du linge et elle fait le repas. So the Friends Netflix announcement was made at the Time Warner Investors Day, which spawned a literal shiz ton. I called it a shiz ton on Twitter, and it was a shiz ton of news.
Wait, what does repass mean again?
Repass. It's a repass.
What does that mean?
Repass. I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
Look it up in your dictionnaire français.
So it was my left.
Oh no, Circa took it, didn't she? Well, anyway, so they Time Warner Investors thing. I'll talk about the story. So first of all, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. We all know about this. This is the J.K. Rowling Harry Potter prequel. Great thing. She's writing the screenplay. WB making it. We heard a few weeks ago that David Yates, the director of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, we heard that he was in talks to direct the film, and it was officially confirmed on Wednesday. David Yates will direct the film, and it will be produced by David Heyman, and it will involve Steve Kloves in some regard. Steve Kloves being the screenwriter of all but one of the
Potter films. Now, Rowling's writing the screenplay, so maybe Cloves is a consultant or something, but anyway, he's involved, which is good, because he's a very talented screenwriter. So, we've got some great talent in there, and really, I mean, David Yates, not my first choice for director.
Why should the husband do more?
Son travail est très stressant. I don't know. Read his thing. It's like...
There's only two reading things.
It's like down there or something.
Luke is the husband.
I thought you knew that. It says at the top, Luke et Chantal et son mari.
I don't know why I didn't make that.
What do I say? This is actually going to be a kind of short episode. Shit. Fuck.
What?
It's going to be a shorter episode than I would have liked. But anyway.
Maybe I'll do some more later.
Anyway, what was I going to say? So David Yates, not the most inspired choice. I would have preferred to see Alfonso Cuarón or something do it. But you know what? He's a safe bet. It's going to be a pretty good film, I'd say. So yeah. Bigger news. Bigger news.
Attitudes.
Bigger news. Much bigger news was the DC thing. The DC shat all over the place on Wednesday. I mean, at Comic-Con, they were like, we're not giving away any information. Fuck you. And then they go to an investor's day, and they're like, we're gonna give you everything you were looking for. So they announced 9 upcoming DC films.
I kind of need to drink during the day.
Yeah. I would imagine. They announced 9 upcoming DC movies. What a fucking headache.
Why 9?
Because they want the investors to think that they're in safe hands and invest more money. So we got Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. Then we've got the Suicide.
This is DC.
We got Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. We already knew that. That's coming out in March 2016. Then later in 2016, we've got Suicide Squad, which is about like all these villains. That's gonna have Will Smith and Ryan Gosling and Margot Robbie are all in talks, and David Ayer is going to direct it. Then in 2017, we've got Wonder Woman solo movie with Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. And then later in 2017, we've got Justice League Part 1. And then in 2018, we've got The Flash with Ezra Miller.
That already came out.
Not to be confused with The Flash TV series, which started last week. They have no relation, apparently. Completely different people.
Are they different actors as well?
Different actors, yeah.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. Well, the guy who's playing The Flash, I mean, The Flash TV show is one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Is it a mini-series? Is it going to run for one season or is it going to run for more?
Oh, The Flash, it's going to run for ages. It's like, you know, Arrow?
Yeah.
You watch that? So fucking bad.
That's on Netflix.
The Flash is like a spin-off of that.
Spin-off?
They have crossovers a lot. They're on the same channel right after each other.
They have crossovers.
Yeah, they do, but it's crap because both shows are so bad that I can't take them seriously.
I think crossovers are awesome.
They're awesome when the shows are good, like Simpsons and Family Guy. When it's Arrow and The Flash, which are two fucking terrible shows, like the acting is so bad, I'm just like, oh look, those two actors are standing next to each other. It just doesn't work at all. But so that's terrible, but The Flash movie with Ezra Miller. Ezra Miller, very good actor. He was in when he's talking about Kevin, he was in the movie Perks of Being a Wallflower, a good actor, but he's been in Flash.
Adam Baldwin would make a good DC superhero.
Yeah, okay. Then also 2017 we've got Aquaman with Jason Momoa from Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah.
Khal Drago.
Atlantis as well.
And he's gonna be playing Aquaman, and apparently he's gonna be capable of playing a charming lead.
I heard that as well. He's playing Aquaman.
He is, they confirmed it. It's bullshit. Anyway.
Then
in 2019 we've got, what the fuck do we even have in 2019? Oh, we've got Shazam. Which it stars
the app?
Yeah, it's Shazam, and the main character is called Shazam, and he's a little boy. But when he says the word Shazam, he turns into a big, muscly superhero. And in the movie, he's gonna have to fight Black Adam, and who's playing Black Adam? Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Wow.
And they announced this a couple weeks ago, but we don't know who's playing Shazam. Also in 2019, is this 2019 or 2020? Yeah, 2019, we've got... Yeah, 2019 also, we've got Justice League Part 2.
And then in 2020...
Why part one and part two?
I don't fucking know. Then in 2020, we've got the... what's it called? We've got Cyborg, starring Ray Fisher. And he's going to be in Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice 2, and Injustice League. And then, also in 2020, we've got a Green Lantern reboot, not starring Ryan Reynolds.
Wait, why a reboot?
Because the Ryan Reynolds movie sucked.
Well, how many movies did it make with Ryan Reynolds?
One. And it was crap and no one wanted to see it. It was a flop.
That's the one where basically the ring could do fucking anything.
Yeah.
So he could like...
And then at the end there's just this like this huge cloud of shit just comes over the town and it's like, it's a giant turd! It's one of the worst movies ever made.
It was a cliffhanger ending.
Oh no, I mean that wasn't the ending, that was like the big final battle, that's what happened, and they had to get rid of the magical cloud. It was such a terrible film, do not watch it. Oh, I've seen it twice, what a nightmare. But anyway, so that was all of the DC stuff that they gave us. I couldn't care less, to be honest, but you know, I have to pretend to because I run a website about this kind of thing. Yeah, the only of those films I have any interest in seeing are Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, Wonder Woman, maybe. That's about it.
Wow.
Let me show you the picture of the... Yeah. Oh, I got my slidey thing now. Where I put the same image, half of it there, half of it there.
How did you do that?
It's really cool. You just basically just put half the... I cropped the image, put half it there. Half it there, I put half it there.
That's very clever, yeah.
There's probably like a divide there. Yeah, there is, yeah, there's a break there.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's great, yeah, you should do it. I love it. Anyway, what was I going to say? What else is there to talk about? There was Neil Patrick Harris is hosting the Oscars. Hey, James, welcome to the Jimmy and Luke show.
Right in the butt. I just missed it. Hello.
Jimmy, this is your first appearance on the Jimmy and Luke show in ages.
I know.
We're going to rename it. We're going to rename it the JL show and have like all of the people on it listed in alphabetical order because I think that makes more sense than calling it the Jimmy and Luke show.
Since
I still sort of be the Jimmy and Luke show. It's the JL show, but it's going to be the Jimmy and Luke show starring Owen. Kian, Dean,
Dino.
Owen, I'm trying to do the alphabetic order, Jimmy, Luke, Michael, Shane, that's kind of it, yeah.
You should do another Skype room stuff.
I suppose.
Because that's like...
Oh, I thought you did a Skype one as well.
What?
I was in the last Skype.
You weren't, it was just Michael and Jimmy and I, we'll do another one of those, those are fun.
The whole time you were doing the last one, I was just playing Assassin's Creed.
Ebola, James. Have you got Ebola yet?
I have Ebola.
Well, I hope you
have. I heard a dog was euthanized for having been suspected of having Ebola.
A dog had Ebola?
Apparently, no.
Oh, fuck. I mean, if the animals get Ebola, that's when we're fucked.
No, it's true that a dog was suspected of getting Ebola and they euthanized the dog. I'm pretty sure I'm saying euthanized, right?
No, I'm pretty sure euthanasia is only if the person... euthanasia.
No, you mainly put down
euthanasia is like... Okay, maybe. But I always got the impression euthanasia was literally just assisted suicide. If you're putting down a dog for having Ebola, it's not assisted suicide.
By the way, a dog was killed for being suspected of having Ebola.
I mean, if dogs get Ebola, that's when we really are fucked.
And I looked up what euthanized meant, and that's what...
All right. I mean, I know what it means. I just don't know how specific you can use that term in. But fuck, if dogs get Ebola, we're just totally fucked. So, oh god, Ebola. We're all gonna die of Ebola. We're gonna do a podcast, Ebola Cast, and it's gonna be so much fun. Welcome to Ebola Cast, episode 14.
Here, take my Ebola.
Do you have Ebola? Ebola. ISIS Ebola.
Anyone from Sierra Leone should be banned from traveling.
But what if they need to escape because they don't have Ebola and they want to get away from it?
Well, the Ebola is going to be spreading throughout Africa anyway.
That was the moon this morning. But it was really fucking far away.
Oh, I wonder.
I'll just show you the birds outside my house yesterday, look. The fuck? Yeah, let's see if this one works. There were these scary-ass birds outside my house.
Making a mental image of where you live and what number you are. You can zoom in by watching a video.
Yeah, of course you can zoom in no matter what you're doing. But the bird... Okay, maybe that's not the best way of summing it up. There were birds everywhere. There you go. See? I made a vine. Let's try this. See if this is good.
What did you use? The Vine app? Or
I used the Vine app, yeah. But it saves it in my gallery. What's the other vine I made?
I want to see if I can zoom in on videos.
Where's the other vine I made? So Neil Patrick Harris hosting the Academy Awards. Wonderful choice. I predicted it a mile off. I did an article on BuzzHub. And my three top choices were, that I thought would be realistic choices, were NPH, John Oliver, and... who was the other one? Oh, Jimmy Fallon. But anyway, NPH is doing it, so great news, so we can all celebrate. Unaccommodated man, such a poor, bare, forked animal that... Off you lendings! Come on, I'm fucking here.
English is third class, right?
Yeah, but I'm going to be fucked if I don't know these. I think I know most of them, though. Any of those topics? So ISIS, Ebola, all of those topics are exciting, but there is something more exciting than all of that. And that is Interstellar! Yes!
What the fuck is that movie about?
Oh, it's about everything. It's about life. It's about family. It's about being a human being. It's going to be the greatest thing since sliced.
Is it all like time travel and shit?
Well, maybe. Maybe. We don't know yet. We do know some details, but I know some things, but they're kind of... I know some things, but they're kind of spoilery, so... Basically, I will give you, since you don't know anything about it, I'll give you a brief synopsis of what is commonly known. Matt McConaughey is playing a guy called Coop, and Coop has a daughter and a son, but Coop doesn't have a wife because she's dead. And Coop is an engineer, and when the world is in this sort of terrible, they've run out of food and stuff, so they need to leave, the humans need to leave Earth. So Coop is sent into space with Anne Hathaway and Wes Bentley by Michael Caine, and they have to go into space and find other places that humanity can emigrate to.
Yeah.
And then all sorts of crazy happens. It's going to be the greatest thing since Inception, hopefully. But it got rated yesterday in Ireland, rated 12A for some brief strong language and some moderate
where the fuck is my English
sci-fi line? Violence. And it was officially revealed that it is 168 minutes and 48 seconds long in total, which is very long, but not
I can't
long.
Find my English homework, and I'm very mad. Main event and plot one.
Interstellar.
I hear it is. Act 2 scene 1.
Interstellar. So, I'm gonna do some more later. Okay, that's all from us for now. We'll be back in 1 minute with more Jimmy Luke Show.
I'm joined by Kian now. Kian, entertain the listeners for a minute or two.
Watch my tricks.
What were you saying yesterday? You were saying you were going to have to provide entertainment for something.
We're going to compare for a table quiz.
What is that?
No idea.
Is that a goal?
What?
Is it in school?
Yeah.
Who's invited you?
Miss Quinn.
Oh shit! What's it on? I want to go. That was your oh shit, you know that, don't you?
Sorry?
I stole that oh shit from you. Oh shit!
Really?
That's yours.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stole it right out of your back pocket when you weren't looking. We have to do an episode live someday from inside a coffin. Good point.
Which we're now standing just windy and coldy. Because the choice is between either a windy, coldy place, a heath, wind of cracking cheeks, or somewhere even worse, like a room full of nasty, horrible people.
30 cents so far, getting rich.
We do this in person.
Wow. Why you do it?
I wasn't. Like I sat down once on my bag and started eating my lunch out of my flask, like just in the middle of the path outside the gate, outside the door.
Okay, I'm gonna have to pause this now.
So, Kian, how do you feel about insert relevant current topic here? Tell me, Kian, how do you feel about this?
Fuck.
That was you, right? Not me. You know what? It's not as bad as when Keegan dropped his phone and the battery went into a giant puddle. Which happened 2 weeks ago when I was with him.
What phone was it?
No, it was a pretty like that kind of phone, but it wasn't like an iPhone 6.
Did you get your battery? Did you just put his SIM card into it?
Older phone, what day is it?
Yeah. For dad.
So the battery port.
That battery fixed.
The battery was marinated in water.
What did he say? Did he just say he voted for you? Did that little conniving bastard just tell you he voted for you? Oh, so in other words, he implied that he had supported you in some way yesterday. Through, oh, it's raining. It's raining.
Are you a fan of the Ink Spots, are you?
It's raining.
Do you know who they are?
Are they a band?
No, they're a musical black.
They're black.
They're frisbee guy confiscated, so now they just throw a tennis ball at each other.
Racial equality
in the 1930s.
It was considered a murder, a possible murder weapon. I believe in yesterday.
Oh, right.
Yeah, what else would they say? He believes in yesterday.
What are your next two classes?
Art.
And you?
Economics.
He doesn't know.
His art and knowledge.
Who's your biology teacher? Oh, she's
excellent. Is she not?
No.
No.
We got podcast. Publicly available on the internet. Can't say anything about any individual that is true and doesn't have
action.
I didn't study for my math test, I got 80.
Yeah, but that's already level.
It's still that.
You realize there's a 65 point difference between Hannah.
Yeah, but that's still better than what he got. I still did better than him.
Did he get
an A? I think he got an A in everything. Sarcastic tone.
You're a nice guy.
He said, "Nice shirt," and he was being such a shirt. This must be highly confusing.
If
you listen to it, you have no idea where we are. We're actually standing next to a tree, and it's raining, so that's interesting. So many people ask us that.
Recording this podcast.
Yeah, that's why I'm not gonna.
It seems that he's some kind of insane guy.
Yeah.
He's going through this monologue to himself and whispering.
But I have to get a signed release form from everyone who appears on it, so I have to pause it every time a stranger walks over. Like you. In case you sue me 10 years from now because, you know. Whatever. ISIS. Owen, describe your rugby ball to the podcast listeners.
It's a very green and black and egg-like.
Okay, thank you. I didn't know you were there. Hello.